Jim Ross has a new podcast show that he does with Conrad Thompson, the podfather of AEW, and it's called Grilling JR, where Conrad asks Jim Ross questions concerning different subjects that Jim Ross knows about. The same way he does it when he talks with Bruce Pritchard and when he talks to Eric Bischoff. This podcast that I listened to was a tribute to Dusty Rhodes. And while listening to this, I found out one thing. And this one thing could be significant, one thing. During the tribute show to Dusty, and this was done toward the anniversary of Dusty's passing, which happened on June 11th, which was a couple days ago. They basically, when Dusty left Crockett, before he went to WWE, he tried to start his own company down in Florida. Down in Florida, where Dusty was, Dusty started. Down in Florida, where he became the American Dream character. Down in Florida. Which, by the way, 30 years later, that same area is going to be well known for something else involving a member of Dusty's family. Turn out, Dusty went to work for WWE, and that's when he started wearing the polka dots. And Dusty started wearing the polka dots. He got the polka dots over. Then he found out he could go back working for Crockett again. He went back to Crockett. And he worked for Crockett until he started working for WWE and NXT. Now, you can go on YouTube and look up FCW, which was the forefather of NXT. FCW was Florida Championship Wrestling, and Dusty was working with WWE, and that was his show. And that's where a lot of the NXT people started. John Moxley, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns using his, using his other name. Cesaro, that's where a lot of the NXT people would start. And when they dropped that and it became NXT, Dusty stayed there. And he was one of the trainers. He was one of the trainers that would train you in selling yourself and doing promotion, standing in front of the camera, and basically teaching you how to do it the right way, because at the time nobody else could do it better than he could, and there's quite a few videos to prove that. But the weirdest thing was when Dusty was working for WWE wearing the polka dots. Dusty basically said that they would hire writers to write for him, and Dusty didn't like that. Why were they hiring writers to write for me instead of letting me say what, instead of telling me just the bullet points and letting me say it? It's more believable that way. They don't let Hulk Hogan read off a monitor, which was true. So he went to work for NXT as one of the trainers. And when they would do the Hall of Fame, they inducted Dusty. He looked, he was the Dusty Rhodes we all knew. The heavy set, the overweight Dusty. And a couple of years later, when they would do the Hall of Fame again and Dusty was there, you would notice a very drastic change in Dusty's appearance. A lot of weight loss. Never knew the reason why. So Jim Ross, during the interview, You know, Dusty supposedly never told anybody that he was sick. Never told anybody outside the family he was sick. So JR was saying that he was at the Hall of Fame in California, sitting behind Dusty. And during the event, Dusty had to go to the bathroom a lot. So Jim Ross, you know, would walk him to the bathroom. And about a week or so later, JR got the call that Dusty had passed away. Now, I'm going to say this interestingly. The home area for AEW is Florida. The area where Dusty became a star was Florida. Where the American Dream character was born was Florida. Where is the home of AEW? Florida. Now, and I want, if anybody that works for a certain wrestling company hears this, pay close attention to the three things that I'm going to bring up. Dusty tried to start his own wrestling company, you know, Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling. It didn't work out. He tried to start his own wrestling company. What's happening 30 years later? His son is doing it. Where did Dusty become the American Dream character? In Florida. Where is the home of AEW? In Florida. Coincidence, huh? And what month is Dusty's birthday month? October. Say it again. October is Dusty's birthday month. What happens in October of this year? AEW starts supposedly airing their television show on TNT. We're not quite sure of the date, but it would be kind of interesting if the date happened to be around October 11th, which would be Dusty's birthday. Now, does that seem a little bit coincidental? October is Dusty's birthday month. October is the month that AEW starts airing their television show on TNT. Now, the closer we get to October, pay close attention if the announcement of when AEW starts comes out. If it happens to be October 11th, which just so happens to be Dusty's birthday.